I would say the players that have come in have brought the team together. It's a lot more. It's a lot closer. The team spirit is a lot higher. But mainly, it's just the manager. His positivity has really rubbed off on the team. And you know, even when we were losing 6-0 against St. Albans, he came to me after the game. He said, "We'll be fine. We'll make it." So I think it's just really it goes down to Pablo and just the way he's been positive and his belief that has rubbed onto the team.
And another really impressive performance today. You rode your luck at times. They did have a lot of chances, but you defended well and took your chances.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, they're up there fighting with us, and there's a reason for that. They're a good team. They have some good players, some very good players. And I must admit, after the second one we cleared off the line, I thought it was going to be our day. And I'm sure they thought it just wasn't going to be their day. But, you know, our strengths are attacking. We can see that. I mean, we're solid defensively, but our main strength is the way we attack and the finesse that we attack with, and our style of football. You know, we like to think we get the ball down and play football the right way. And when we do it, like today on a nice pitch, you know, you can see that teams just can't live with that.
And looking ahead to the playoffs, it's not going to be an easy game, is it, against Ebbsfleet? But you have the momentum.
Yeah, we have momentum. But the playoffs is anyone's, you know. Soon, you got to write off the season now, and you've just got three games, maybe two games, but hopefully three games to just go and get yourself promoted. But honestly, Ebbsfleet are a good team. They've got some very good players. They've spent a lot of money, which everyone knows, but I don't think you can really, you know, you can't put it down to, oh, yeah, they've spent money and they've got a good team. It's anyone's on the day.
It's been just an incredible season, hasn't it, for the club? You scored that goal, you know, earned the FA Cup replay, then you had the winless run, you had the name change, but it's coming to a crescendo here, and you could do something really special, perhaps.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, the club is amazing, the fan base is absolutely amazing. I've never played for a club with the fans more passionate, honestly. They really love the club, and it's the minimum really I expected from us this season to make the playoffs. It was the minimum. So really,
do the fans make a difference?
Absolutely, absolutely. We can't express as players how amazing that support is. And they really, you know, you hear that expression, the 12th man, about the fans. But at White Hawk, it really is the case. It really is.
Just on a personal note for yourself, Jordan, you of course got sent off at Truro midweek. It's my understanding that you're able to play in the semi-finals, but you might miss the final should you get there. Is that the case? And if so, mixed feelings for you, I'm sure.
Absolute devastation. I think if you ask anyone that was at that football match, they would all say it wasn't supposed to be a red card. I shouldn't have even had one yellow, let alone two. But it was just my luck on the day. I'm gutted. If we get there, I'll be gutted to miss it. But we have more than enough to go and finish the job if we get to the final.